when the markets in Europe closed. A couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was up 20 points. The DAX and the euro were also up. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly, and the Dow Jones is up 6 points, while the S&P 500 is down 3 points. And the Australian dollar is worth over 105 US cents this morning. It will also buy you 65.3 British pence and almost 126 New Zealand dollars. Regulators in the US have ordered a review of the 787 Dreamliner plane after a series of incidents which have put a question mark over the safety of Boeing's flagship aircraft. In the past week alone, an electrical fire, a brake problem and a fuel spill have affected Dreamliner flights in Japan. Australian airline Qantas has bought a number of the Dreamliner aircraft, which is one of the most advanced planes ever built. The review by the US Federal Aviation Administration will look at the design and manufacture of the planes. The Japanese government has approved a fresh $110 billion stimulus package in an attempt to spur a revival in its economy. The package will include infrastructure spending as well as incentives for businesses to boost investment. Tokyo estimates the stimulus will boost Japan's economy by around 2% and create 600,000 jobs. The country's economy is now in a recession, hurt by a dip in exports amid slowing global demand and subdued domestic consumption.